Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect.
An extreme cold warning begins at
midnight tonight.
Slight chance for snow today, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 14. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 3 to 5 inches of snow today through tomorrow.
I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Right now, it's 12 degrees.
On account of the cold weather, Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales will not have a cattle sale Monday, February 17th. No sale at Beatrice 77 Monday.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Legislature wrapped up last week with the chair of the House Elections Committee advancing a piece of legislation that would require all mail-in ballots during election season to be received by 7 p.m. on election day in order to be counted. As according to the legislation, it would end the three-day grace period for the current law in the state for those that try to send their mail-in ballots through the USPS. According to the Kansas Reflector, the chair of the House Elections Committee, Pat Proctor, had told Republicans in the Zoom meeting that he would prefer to eliminate that advanced voting altogether and vowed to push the legislation through in this 2025 session, eliminating the three-day grace period for the mail-in ballots. In other news, the National Transportation Safety Board held a press conference late on Friday afternoon with new information regarding the mid-air collision near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport with a Wichita flight, saying after recovering the black box from the Black Hawk helicopter, it shows that the crew may have missed a key instruction before taking off during the January 29th collision.
Hey, Shocker fans! Wichita State softball begins their 2025 campaign as the preseason favorite to win the American Athletic Conference. One of the nation's best players, outfielder Lauren Lucas, will lead the Shockers through big-time matchups with Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Kansas, and others. Get your season tickets now at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS to secure your seats for every game. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Republican state lawmakers in Kansas have pledged that the kickoff of this week also kicks off their plan to override Governor Laura Kelly's veto on the transgender medical treatments for minors in the state. Newsbreak.com reports, according to Governor Kelly, she did veto the Help Not Harm Act back on Tuesday, with Republicans pledging that they would override that veto. Republicans had passed a similar bill last year, but didn't have enough votes to override the governor's veto. But the initial vote this year did pass with overwhelming numbers, both in the Senate and the House, with only one vote shy from the two-thirds majority that is needed from the state House of Representatives. If overridden by the legislature, the bill would prohibit the prescription of puberty blockers, along with cross-sex hormones or even surgical interventions for the treatment of gender dysphoria. The bill also prohibits the use of any taxpayer funds in the state for the promotion of the gender-affirming care and allows the opening of civil litigation avenues to go against doctors who provide these services. Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says that he continues his efforts in the state, trying to combine agencies and consolidate offices within the state government after announcing that the interim director for the Nebraska Department of Natural Resources has also been tapped to appoint as well to lead the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the announcement was made late last week after Jesse Bradley has been appointed to lead both agencies, as Bradley is the third person to lead the Environment and Energy Department in an interim capacity since former director Jim Macy had retired back in April of 2024. According to the governor, he said he's also forming a governor's task force on water quality and quantity as he looks to consolidate the Nebraska Department of Water and the Energy and Environment together. The legislature's Natural Resources Committee officially heard the consideration and proposal on Friday. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week with the sheriff and architect who discussed options in developing plans for renovation and a proposed addition to the current jail facility after two bond issues for a new construction facility in East Marysville were turned down by voters. The architect is expected to return with ideas by the end of March. Mike Welch addressed the board with concerns regarding the lack of affordable housing in Marshall County and asked what type of incentives could be offered to help remedy the situation. Marshall County offers two new construction rebate programs and has continued to work with the Partnership for Growth to develop programs. In other business, commissioners voted to accept resignation of Brooke Feldhausen in the appraiser's office. Government offices, including city, county, state, and federal, will be closed Monday in observance of President's Day. Marshall County Commissioners will meet Tuesday, February 18th. Washington and Nemaha County Commissioners meetings last week were mostly routine business. Awards were presented at the annual Soil Conservation Banquet Saturday evening in Washington, honoring Martin and Janet Fritchie of Hanover with the Range Management Award, Royce and Deanna Cawley, and Jim and Gina Cawley of Lynn with the Soil Conservation Award. One Marysville will host a brainstorming session Monday evening for the annual Black Squirrel Celebration. Anyone is welcome at the One Marysville office Monday at 5:30 p.m. Washington Public Library will reopen Tuesday, 10 a.m. after a remodel. Hours will be 10 to 6, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Fridays, Thursday 10 to 7, and Saturdays 10 to 1. The 2025 Marshall County Fair theme will be Prairie Skies and Sunflower Vibes, suggested by Ronna Trosper. Chloe Martin, a senior at Valley Heights, performed this past week with other high school students at Carnegie Hall. Martin was a guest on our public affairs program previously and spoke of the opportunity.
It's literally a dream come true, and performing at Carnegie Hall is like the biggest music hall in the world, and so I'm super excited.
Marshall County Sheriff's Office reports of a scam where texts were received last week from Pastor Philip Miller at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville asking for donations, Apple cards, and other payments to give women dealing with cancer or needing medical assistance. Pastor Miller or Mount Calvary are not soliciting funds in this manner. Any such text or contact should be disregarded. If you need further assistance, contact the Marshall County Sheriff's Office. On account of the cold weather, Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales will not have a cattle sale Monday, February 17th. No sale at Beatrice 77 Monday. William Bill Buck, age 90, of Marysville, passed away February 12th. Memorial service is planned Wednesday at 3 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a visitation until 6 p.m. that evening. Later burial is planned at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Bill Buck. Pat Merritt, age 80, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Pat Merritt. John E. Faxon, age 92, of Beatrice, formerly of the Odell area, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Evergreen Home Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for John Faxon. Ronnie Jorgensen, age 81, of Barnes, passed away February 10th. Graveside service Friday, March 14th, 2 p.m. at the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes, with a visitation March 13th, 4 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Ronnie Jorgensen.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Then a winter weather advisory will be in effect from early this evening until early Wednesday morning. And an extreme cold warning will be in effect from early Tuesday morning until early Thursday afternoon. Snow showers are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Wind chill values around 5 below, northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting up to 25. Snow showers likely overnight tonight with our lows just below zero. Wind chill values around 22 below, northeast winds around 15 and gusting up to 25. New snow accumulation between 3 and 5 inches possible. Snow showers are likely throughout the day Tuesday, mostly cloudy with our highs just around zero, and a slight chance for some snow flurries throughout Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens. Partly sunny skies into Wednesday with our highs just around zero, and partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens. And partly sunny skies Thursday with our highs just above zero. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 46, record high on this date 75, the average low 23, and the record low 17 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:16, sunset this evening at 6:06. It's 11 degrees this morning, and that may seem warm as the week wears on. We've got some very, very cool temps, and any winds that increase will likely make wind chill factors even worse. No wind factor this morning, a cloudy overcast. Had about an inch up to an inch of light snow overnight. That is round one. The second round comes in later today, the better chance into Tuesday, with accumulations along the state line at 3 to 5 inches. Point south of I-70, 4 to 8 inch accumulation, could be more in some areas. So be advised, there will be blowing and drifting with any north winds and these bitterly cold temperatures adding to a difficult week ahead in insofar as weather. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 17th of February. It's President's Day. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Are you seeking that dream recreational property or thinking of selling your farm or ranch? I'm Aaron Bauman with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate, and I serve both Nebraska and Kansas. Whether you're buying or selling, I am here to help guide you through the sales process. For information or a consultation, give me a call at 402-984-1690. That's Aaron at 402-984-1690 with Hayden Outdoors, the brand that sells the land.
Back to back and outlasting Mother Nature. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. For the first time in 5 years, we have a back-to-back winner at Daytona. William Byron takes the checkered flag, wins his second straight Daytona 500. He was ninth on the final lap before a string of collisions saw him wind up in victory lane.
Through one and two, I got to about sixth, and I could see those guys starting to get squirrely, and I just chose to go to the top, and I was already kind of committed to that lane, and then they started spinning, and I just had forward momentum and was able to stay wide open through it. So just insane. You know, it's Daytona. Anything can happen, and we know that, so we never lost hope in those last few laps and just tried to line up with a shot to win.
He's the first back-to-back winner since Denny Hamlin in 2019 and 2020. Prior to that, you have to go back to the mid-90s and Sterling Martin. Mother Nature putting a halt on things at Daytona for about 3.5 hours yesterday. Speaking of breaks in the action, there were those at the NBA All-Star Game, players saying they weren't big fans, saying there were too many stoppages. In the end, Team Shaq, the OGs, beating Chuck's Global Stars for the title at the mini tournament. Steph Curry named the All-Star MVP for the second time in his career. Also from the All-Star weekend, Draymond Green referring to the NBA as boring, and he blasted the NBA yesterday for including the rising stars in the spotlight of the Sunday night of All-Star weekend. College hoops, South Carolina has its 71-game home win streak come to an end. They lose to UConn by 29. Third-ranked Texas beats number 5 LSU 65-58. Longhorns with their 10th straight win since losing at South Carolina a month ago. Vanderbilt, a 10-point overtime win over Auburn, 98-88 for Vandy. Michaela Blakes with a D1 freshman record of 55 points. Top-ranked UCLA, 75-69 over Michigan State. On the men's side, 9th-ranked St. John's beat Creighton by 6. St. John's now 22-4 on the season. That's the most wins they've had in a quarter of a century.
If winter weather means you're spending more time indoors, why not make your space more inviting? Well, Macy's is here for you. Our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to refresh your entire home. 20 to 60% off. Up to 60% off new furniture, mattresses, and more. And when you come into Macy's this weekend, you can treat yourself to an extra 20% off clearance throughout the store. Whether you're in the mood to refresh your home or wardrobe, Macy's has the President's Day deals you need now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Looking to make a real impact in your community? Join community revitalization expert Jeff Siegler for a free presentation, Civic Apathy, Civic Pride, on Saturday, February 22nd at Marysville City Hall. Breakfast kicks off at 8:30 a.m., followed by the presentation from 9 to 11, both free and open to the public. Jeff Siegler, founder of Revitalization or Die, is leading the charge to fight civic apathy and build local pride. Siegler emphasizes that real change happens when people take responsibility for their communities. This event is free and open to the public, brought to you by One Marysville. Revitalize your thinking with Jeff Siegler's presentation, Civic Apathy, Civic Pride, Saturday, February 22nd at Marysville City Hall, starting at 8:30 a.m. with breakfast. For more information, contact the One Marysville office at 785-562-3101.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. U.S. markets are closed for President's Day, but investors are looking ahead to Wednesday's release of minutes from the Federal Reserve's January meeting. Those notes may indicate expected impacts from planned trade tariffs. Stocks were mixed headed into the long holiday weekend, though. The Dow Jones sank 165 points Friday to close at 44,546, while the Nasdaq Composite added 0.4%. The Standard & Poor's 500 finished Friday about where it began. Egg prices continue to soar, rising another 40 cents to $7.74 a dozen in the past week nationally. The Department of Agriculture says prices are not likely to fall as farmers continue to struggle with bird flu outbreaks in their flocks. Bad weather, wildfires, and creeping inflation drove down sales at the nation's fast food restaurants to start the year. That's after Burger King, McDonald's, and Popeyes saw strong results in the fourth quarter of 2024, erased in January 2025. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The White House has called out Brazil for its almost 10-year tariff on United States ethanol as an example of duties the United States need to fight back against with reciprocal tariffs.
This is something that should have been done many years ago. The jobs are going to go up, and prices could go up somewhat short-term, but prices will also go down. And I think the farmers are going to be helped by this very much.
President Trump announced reciprocal tariffs to match others' duties on United States goods, as the White House pointed out Brazil's 18% tariff on U.S. ethanol versus almost no duty on Brazil's ethanol. Trump's pick for U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer was asked about the Brazil tariff at his Senate confirmation hearing.
This is the specific kind of unfairness that drives me crazy, and it's not just me, the president himself. He sees these kinds of unfairnesses and the unlevel playing field, and it's so obvious, it's so blatant, and it's gone on for so long.
But now Greer says President Trump is ready to act.
We need to have leverage, and if we need to gain leverage by taking investigatory actions or other actions, we'll do that. It'd be much better to do this on a negotiating basis, but we'll do whatever we need to do to try to fix it.
The U.S. ethanol industry says its exports to Brazil have basically dried up. The Renewable Fuels Association says it hopes the president's reciprocal tariff will finally get Brazil to return to free and fair ethanol trade. Now, in response to that, Brazil's energy and mining minister, Alexandre Silveira, said on Thursday that a potential U.S. tariff on Brazilian ethanol would be unreasonable, emphasizing that the two countries have historically negotiated ethanol and sugar trade together. His remarks come after President Donald Trump moved to scrap decades-old low tariff rates, raising them to match those those of other countries. A White House fact sheet on the plan pointed to Brazil's ethanol tariffs as an example of unfair trade practices. The U.S. tariff on ethanol is a mere 2.5%, yet Brazil charges you with ethanol exports at 18% tariff. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The recent weather has created mud in many livestock facilities, and it can have health and economic impacts for cattle. K-State beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner explains what producers can do to help mitigate muddy conditions for the animals.
You know, the importance, if we think about a really muddy pen surface in a feedlot and we take a box blade and we start to just move this layer of slop and mud out of the way, it's very common to see those cattle in those areas that have just recently been cleaned to move into those areas and lie down because they're seeking out a dry place to lay down. I think that illustrates how important that additional cleaning step is to get into those pens or those feeding sites and start to clean those areas off if we do get additional precipitation. Something else that I feel that helps us on as well is as we get wet, muddy conditions and it freezes, what also happens to the surface of that pen? Well, it becomes, or that feeding site, it becomes incredibly rough as it freezes in those overnight, those early morning hours. So it's not uncommon. We see an increase in lamenesses, right? So getting into those pens, cleaning off that additional moisture, it really serves twofold. It cleans it off, allows it to drain better, but it also can reduce the impacts potentially on lameness and just make it easier for those cattle to get around.
Bedding with straw or corn stalks is another tip that Wagner suggests.
You know, however, the rule that I kind of like to use is that we really just want those cattle to be comfortable. So as I think about, you know, how much surface area do we need in compost, usually it's about 20 to 40 square foot per animal. The amount of bedding, you know, kind of depends on the situation that we're dealing with, right? As I think about really muddy pen surface and getting those cattle out, it may take more bedding to do that. One of the downsides of bedding that we have to take into consideration is at some point we're going to have to deal with that additional biomass that we've put on the pen surface. We need to go in and get that removed. And so there is an additional cost associated with bedding cattle when we have to remove that from the pen surface.
He also mentioned something that can help but may not be the most realistic depending on the operation.
Simply to spread cattle out. And I know that sounds kind of easy, but sometimes that's really difficult for us to do in the feed yard industry, which, you know, simply move cattle into an open pen. If you're a cow-calf operator, that can be a little more challenging. But as you know, as you start to think about those heavy use areas, the semi-confined, the calving pastures, are there some strategies where you can spread some cattle out, maybe bring a group in and rotate those or do some other things to start to spread cattle out so that we get less degradation of the pen surface and the feeding sites in those areas?
That was K-State beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner with suggestions for cattle producers to help reduce mud and make cattle more comfortable. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
On account of the cold weather, Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales will not have a cattle sale Monday, February 17th. No sale at Beatrice 77 Monday.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, has rescheduled their special stock John Bred heifer sale, which will be held on Wednesday, February the 19th, starting at 11 a.m. on the cow-calf pairs, the bred heifers, and spring calving cows. There will be over 175 cow-calf pairs and mixed consignments. There will be black and red cows, mostly 3 to 6 years old. This sale will feature 50 red Angus cows. There will be 3 to 6 years old with a big fall calves by side. There will be 40 black and red cows. They're 3 to 6 years old with October to January calves. First and second calf heifers include over 150 black, red Angus, and Hereford bred heifers. They're for mixed consignments, including 40 black, red, and Charlet 3-year-old cows and 25 red Angus 3-year-olds. They're all bred for early March and April calving. Spring bred cows include over 200, mostly black and red cows. They'll be 3 years to older. They're bred for March and April calves. Also offered will be 3 Angus bulls, 16 months and 3 years of age. For more information on the special cow sale, to be held Wednesday, February the 19th at the Manhattan Commission Company, starting 11 a.m. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Return on investment is a calculation many of us should do when planning our springtime garden. Some tips for keeping expenses to a minimum today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you?
Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 17th. President's Day is the 48th day of the year. NBA legend Michael Jordan celebrates his 62nd birthday. It'll soon be time to start seeds indoors for the spring garden. That's one way to keep costs down when growing your own food. Here's a few more suggested by our readers. Consider sharing seed packets with your neighbors. One packet usually has more than you'll need. Make seed starting containers from recycled household items. Egg cartons, takeout food containers, yogurt cups, and more. Make your own plant markers. Unused slats from window blinds work well. And everyday kitchen scraps can fortify your soil. Eggshells, banana peels, and more. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more gardening advice at almanac.com.
729 from KUDY. It's 11 degrees. We'll look for a high of 14 today. How about 3 degrees tomorrow? That's the high temperature. Add any winds, and the wind chill factors will be well below zero. Cold weather advisory has been issued through Thursday this week. Looks like it'll start to taper off into the weekend. Until then, we head up to an inch of a light snow overnight. We may have another 3 to 5 inches through Tuesday. That second round is the greater as far as accumulation goes. Any north winds could cause some blowing and drifting as well. Now, the 3 to 5 is along the state line with a winter weather advisory. Winter storm warning points south, mainly south of I-70, where they could look at 4 to 8-inch accumulation of snow. Some areas could receive more. So if you're planning any travel the next, say, 24, 48, even 72 hours, be advised, might do well just to hang around the house here for this week if you can. It is, again, a chilly start at 11 degrees this hour.
Tim's back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As lots of action over the weekend, especially on the hardwood. We'll start with the Jayhawks of Kansas University. KU men's basketball lost to Utah over the weekend, 74-67. Quick turnaround, and they won't even come back home. In fact, they'll stay in the state of Utah to play BYU tomorrow at 8 p.m. KU women's basketball also in action tomorrow at 6:30 against UCF. K-State men's basketball was also in action out in Utah. They lost against BYU over the weekend, 80-65. Doug McDaniel gave his comments about the quick turnaround as they play Utah today at 8 p.m. after the loss.
Just take care of our bodies. You know, we got to put this one behind us. You know, we was on a hot streak and we got humble. So, you know, it's time to start it up again. So that's my main mindset. I feel like the guy's going to take this loss very seriously, and, you know, we're going to go get the next one.
K-State women's basketball will also be in action tonight as the women's team goes up on the road against West Virginia. That game will tip off at 1 p.m. this afternoon.
Friday night basketball scores and girls action. Marysville took Chapman 27-24. Battle for the league race Wamego over Clay Setter girls 41-25. Rock Creek took Concordia 58-39. Valley Heights girls beat Frankfort 54-29. Hanover topped Donovan West 57-49. Axtell over Blue Valley 43-30. Washington County tripped Onega 55-46. Jesse Hoover tops 1,000 points. Centralia took Lynn 63-38. Boys play Marysville over Chapman 61-34. Clay Setter stopped Wamego 43-42. Rock Creek over Concordia 62-29. Frankfort boys took Valley Heights 51-37. Hanover down Donovan West 57-31. Axtell over Blue Valley 65-50. Washington County down Onega 51-49. And Centralia took Lynn 69-34. Thursday, girls' action Southern fell to Thayer Central 54-31, while on Friday, Diller Odell took Exeter Milligan Friend 57-31. Boys play Thursday, Southern beat Thayer Central 49-46. Friday, Diller Odell fell to Exeter Milligan Friend 73-38. Monday night makeup game, Frankfort at Axtell. Hanover will host Washington County. That was originally scheduled Tuesday. It's been moved up on account of weather, as Hanover Lakeside games have been canceled. Hanover and Washington County this evening, as well as a makeup for Frankfort at Axtell. Marysville High girls wrestling team placed 17th at regionals with three advancing to state. Johnson lost 4-1 in the championship at 145 pounds and placed second. Hubbard won the consolation at 115, won by a fall. Throm finished sixth at 130 pounds and lost by a fall. Johnson, Hubbard, and Throm advanced to the state wrestling.
In our final Friday night featured game of the week, it was a Marshall County matchup as Valley High hosted Frankfort in an in-county rival. Starting with our girls' contest, Valley Heights girls continue their winning ways, picking up a 54-29 win over Frankfort, their second of the season. Josie Parker led the way for the Mustangs with 13 points as 11 Lady Mustangs got in the scoring column, finishing this one off 54-29. Valley Heights now 11-8 on the season, while Frankfort girls dropped to 4-14. In our boys' contest, it was all Frankfort, although Valley Heights made it close. A 22-18 game at halftime. Frankfort outscores Valley Heights 15-10 in the third quarter to win it going away 51-37. Mustangs' Royce Ekstrom pitched in 18 of Valley Heights' 37 points, but it was the Wes Anderson show as the do-it-all junior had 29 points with five triples in the second half to push Frankfort to the victory 51-37 as Frankfort boys moved to 14-5 on the year, while Valley Heights drops to 3-15. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this is Max Blapke.
Marysville Bulldogs swept the Chapman Irish for a second time this season, hosting Friday night action as the Marysville girls held on for a 27-24 dogfight led by Casey Rush with 13 points, Ty Rogers for Chapman with 16. 27-24 Marysville improving to 8-10, 5-5 in the league. Chapman falls to 2-15, winless at 10 league starts. Marysville boys ran away from Chapman in the nightcap, 61-34. 14 players checked in for Marysville, and they had 10 players scored, led by Willow Tott with 26 points as the Bulldogs even their record at 9-9, 3-8 in the league. Chapman's Drew Elliott had 13 points. Irish hold a 1-16 winless at 9 league starts. Marysville 61, Chapman 34, the boys' final. Bulldogs senior night Tuesday hosting Wamego. We'll have it live on KNDY.